are 4AAE mobile.
AR4AAE, W4DJW. Hello, Steven.
AR4AAE.
Good afternoon to you, Dave. How you doing?
I am doing good. Got the dogs back from the vet. They are doing their blood work. They're going to be spayed in the middle of next month. Taking care of that in their eighth month.
What breed dog?
They're Maltese puppies. I'm learning how to be a groomer, too. I built me a little grooming station and got some grooming tools. And I used to have to take one we had before these two. I used to have to take them across town because our groomer left this side of town, went the other side of town, and my wife wasn't going to part ways with that groomer. And she was not cheap. So I decided, instead of me having to go spend a half a day at the groomer once every other month, I was going to learn how to do it myself.
There's something to be said about learning how to do things yourself, and, I mean, groomers, they do charge a pretty penny for their services, which makes me think maybe I'll go into the dog grooming business if I ever decide to leave technology.
Well, that, and my wife wanted her to take really good care of our previous one, so she tipped her as much as the bill was. She was a big tipper, and she pulled the tip money out of my wallet.
Yeah. Hey, let me take you out to dinner. Where's your wallet? That's the one I got a couple weeks ago.
I used to ask her, I'd say, you're so generous with tipping, but why do you use my wallet? And she looked at me like I had two heads.
Yeah, I got that look too, except mine was, you have three heads or four? Don't know. But you're definitely looking at me a little odd nowadays.
Well, that's okay. It's women that make the economy roll. they keep the economy moving. If it relied on us men, it would barely be crawling.
Well, you're not entirely wrong there. I remember there were some days where I tried to jumpstart the U.S. economy by myself, and that didn't succeed very well. But somebody else managed to get everything going again.
Well, that's what I tell my wife all the time. She's trying to keep the world economy going single-handedly. And it ain't going to happen. Give up.
I gave up on that a couple of years ago. I said, I'm not sure I'm going to make that happen.
Yeah, I like to get what I need, but I usually take a little bit of time about figuring out what it is, right? Instead of getting it and then having to ship it back and get something else later. But she'll try out a whole array of stuff. She'll keep one and ship the rest of them back.
Yeah, certain things I will do that with. But if I can take time and determine exactly what I need, then I will research everything down to who knows what, and then say, all right, I got it now. Got everything I need. Let's go buy it.
I learned that it's a whole lot better if you research it up front, because I've done it both ways. If you research it, I learned that from project managers at work, having to work with them for a while, and them having to sit down and ask question after. When I was a developer, they used to ask question after question after question, and then they'd fill out all the answers, and then they'd go figure out everything that they needed. You know, I need a technical writer for this. I need a machine expert for that. And then they'd put it all together, and then they'd execute the plan, and it would execute flawlessly the very first time because they did a whole bunch of planning up front. So it pays to do the planning up front. So it's 1:10. Are you on a late lunch, or are you done for working for today?
I had to get away from my computer and take a brain break. So I am cruising down to Woodruff Road to pick up a couple things so I could get a little break from the technology.
When I worked at Gateway Village in Charlotte, I used to do the same thing. I'd get after lunch. I could feel my eyes getting heavy and the text on the screen would start running together, blurring. And I just push back, get up, and I'd go outside and do two laps around the building, go back down and maybe pick up a Starbucks, maybe not, because there were Starbucks in the same building. Maybe pick one up, go back to my desk, and I was wide awake and ready to go after that. Just a little bit of a break. I'm not talking 15 minutes. And after 15 minutes, the burst of energy you get to go forward is like five times that of what you're trying, if you just try to hammer through it. So I get it. I get it completely. W4DJW.
It's amazing what just stepping away from something for a while and you come back and visit it. Something like, oh, I thought I'd fix that. KR4AAE. But yeah, being from technology, from the developer side of things and on technology in general, it's just great to step away from everything and take a look at it from a different angle when you get back.
When I was just starting in technology, it was in manufacturing, and about halfway through my career, I switched over to financials. But in the manufacturing phase, in the early stages, I would sometimes, I had to do a lot of math and geometry, three-dimensional geometry. I was responsible for the writing on the sidewall of Michelin tires in North America. So, and, you know, when you're on a toroid and you're doing a Mr. Bibbs belly, and where it comes together with his leg on the side, and the tool digs in a little bit too deep, or something goes a little bit wrong there in the wax, because you cut it in wax before you cut it in steel. You can beat your head up against the wall trying to figure out all of the angles. There's one angle you missed, and you got to go back and find that one angle. And I know sometimes in the middle of the night, I would jump up awake, and I would have the answer in my head. And I would go to my home machine, because they didn't have work machines back then. It was, if you wanted to work on it at home, you could. If you want to work on it at work, you could do that too. I'd go to my home machine, and I'd write the answer down. I'd write the program down in the middle of the night. And then I'd say, okay, I'll be able to pick it up from there in the morning. And then I'd go back to bed. And the next morning I'd get up, I'd go plug that answer in, and boom, it would work. Problem solved. So that proves your subconscious continuously works while your conscious is asleep.
Copy that. I've done that a few times this morning. I've been working on something. I'm like, oh, that's how you figure it out. Woke up, and wife comes out. You okay? I'm like, yeah, I just figured out the problem that I've been working on for hours and days and weeks. And I called my coworker on the West Coast, and he's like, better be important. I was like, look, I just figured out what our problem. And I tell him the solution. He's like, oh, that did work right. So, yeah, brains never shut off when you're in technology and in your subconscious, regardless of what occupation you're in. It's always spinning somewhere.
Those were fun days. I told my wife, when she's getting close to retirement. She's only got about two more years to go. She's going to retire early. And I told her, you're going to miss it. And she said, no, I'm not. And I would tell myself before I retired, I'm not going to miss it. I'm different. I won't miss it at all. And about, I don't know, the first 4 months of retirement, I was elated. I didn't have to do all, but then all of a sudden in the fifth and sixth and seventh, it's like, now wait a minute. All those people you work with and all those things you accomplished and all those struggles you made it past, and they are no more. They're gone. So enjoy your work time while you've got it. It's fun to reflect back on that when you retire, but you will miss it when you go into retirement.
I suspect that'll be the case somewhere down the line when I retire. If I retire, I may work until I'm 6 feet under. Who knows? But, Dave, I'm at my destination here, so I got to run in and grab a couple things. I'll hop back out and chat with Becky Ann. So I'll be clear on your final. 73 temporarily, KR4AAE.
All right, Stephen. Well, it's good talking to you. I enjoyed it, and good to hear you on the radio. KR4AAE W4DJW. I'll be clear.